Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show.
Hey, guys.
Oh, round of applause.
All right, encore. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another great show on AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for Basketball Wives LA Season 2, episode, I guess, number 15. It's the reunion part 2, and this is it. This is the big bang.
It is finally over.
Now, what did you think of this part 2 of the reunion?
Listen, you know, I'm happy that part 2 has come and gone, because I'm definitely a little bit over this season. I felt like this episode and both of the reunion specials, they easily could have just done one, because it's not like there was any juice. There was no real drama. It was just like the same topics beaten over and over and over again. I was bored. I was playing with the dogs.
I so agree with you. I was live tweeting and yawning at the same time. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You can find me at my Twitter, at Miss Mercedes. That's M-I-S Mercedes. And please tweet us throughout the show. We'll be live tweeting. And of course, we have our special co-hosts.
Hi, guys. It's Rebecca Prince. Nice to be back talking about our favorite show, even though we're tired of it.
Spicy Maddie was stuck in traffic, but, you know, maybe she'll give us a call in. And Lauren is home recovering from her back surgery. So I guess we'll just go into it. Like we were saying, it wasn't that interesting. We could have had just one episode. John Sally, you know, he seemed like he was getting a kick out of it. Maybe he's going to kick out of the paycheck that he's getting to do this.
I think that's probably what it's about. Because they're really, I mean, like I said, there was nothing. The most exciting part of this whole reunion was the fact that last week when Gloria, you know, made her big declaration that she was the reason why there was a Basketball Wives LA. And then Shawnee and Evelyn Lozada from the Miami cast tweeted and sort of got involved in the nonsense. That was like the most exciting talk about moment of the show. And then the last 5 minutes where sort of Drea and Laura get into it. But other than that, you just see the same thing. I mean, Laura and Jackie are going back and forth over meeting with her daughter, which we all know Laura gave the same apology. It's like, I don't know. They have nothing else to talk about, so they just keep beating the same thing. The one person I will say, I mean, who we talked about last week, physically, who was doing the most.
I was about to say that. I'm like, wait, you got a kick out of somebody.
Yeah, Bambi last week, you know, I thought she looked like RuPaul, and clearly I'm not the only one who felt that way, because like, you know, like Fallon said, we were live tweeting while we were watching the show, and so was Laura Govan, and she definitely, she posted a picture of a screenshot of Bambi from the reunion and a screenshot of, like, Jamie Foxx from In Living Color when he used to dress up like, I don't know if it was Wanda or just some other random lady
Wanda
character. And I have to say there were some striking similarities there. And maybe it was just the blonde wigs, but I don't know.
It was pretty, pretty funny. Now, we've seen a couple of the girls going at it back and forth. Bambi was very outspoken on the show, but I did notice in this part two of the reunion, Drea was very outspoken as well. We've seen her going back and forth with Laura. To me, that was kind of left field. What did you think of that?
I mean, you know, clearly they haven't really got along the whole year. And last season there was some drama between the two of them. So I think there's always been like a lot of deep rooted tension. But I, you know, I kind of thought it was funny that Drea decided to call her out. I mean, Laura was acting foul and, you know, I don't know. I think the person who was doing the most this show was really Bambi. She was just popping off on everything and everyone, you know, it was like she just... I don't know why they kept doing, like, this survey. I don't know if they thought it was going to make the show more interesting or they realized that the show was boring. They, like, had to try and do something real quick. But all those questions and who would you vote off or who would you take from the Miami cast and who would you, you know, I don't know. It's just nothing great really came of it. It was just kind of like, okay, well, that's great.
I know, who was it? Jackie had said that her daughter really wanted to come on the show and that she was so... infuriated by Laura that, you know, she wanted to come on the reunion and have her say, but I don't understand, why wouldn't they? That would have been so juicy instead of having these correspondents from other websites blogs. Be on the screen in the background.
Which, I mean, hello, if they're bringing bloggers in to talk about Basketball Wives LA, like, clearly there's two hosts in this room that should have been there. We sit here...
Every week.
We've spent like 16 hours of our life in the last few months watching mm-hmm. the show and then another 16 hours recapping it. So, hey, VH1.
We need to tweet call them.
Because at least maybe we would juice it up a little bit. Some of the questions were just a little boring. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe Jackie. I think, once again, this is Jackie trying to, like, you know, twist a situation. Because mm-hmm. we also found out that... You know, they had paid for her daughter to fly into L.A. The show had paid for her daughter to fly into L.A. to talk to Laura and have that meeting. So if they were willing to fly her out, you know, to shoot, then I'm sure they would have flown her out for the reunion. I just mm-hmm. don't think that Jackie wanted her there because maybe it wasn't going to be what Jackie wanted her to say. And I'm sure she did feel a little set up by Laura and a little betrayed, but I don't really think she could go as far to be livid because... From what Laura said, she made contact with her. So, I mean, at this point, it's her word against Jackie's daughter. And I don't really even know if it's worth getting into it because Laura's admitted that she's wrong. And that yeah. whole interaction changed her, which is like, we've heard this for what? I think, is this like the fourth episode in a row that like it's the same point? It's like.
It changed me.
Laura, it changed Laura. Meeting with Chantel changed Laura. She's apologized. It changed her. Jackie's mad. Jackie gets it. Jackie's mad. Jackie gets it. Like, it's like, pick a side because yeah. it's too much flip-flopping.
We actually, we got an email from one of our fans. His name is Russell Ware. And it was nice to get a response from a fan and hear their side of the story. One thing I did notice in his email, he did say that, well, he just stated his opinion about the whole Jackie situation with her kids. And he said that, you know, she should have taken more time and spent it with her kids. Than being worried about Doug and being on the road. He said that he was in the military and he understands, like, he thinks he was a great father because he was, you know, fighting for his country and providing for his family. But he can also understand the kids' point of view if they felt, you know, if they were gypped in any way because he wasn't there tucking them in every night. Where, you know, Doug was making the money for the family, he felt like Jackie should have been there with the kids, and that's why they might feel this way. That's why they might feel resentment and reach out to co-reality star and have them come in and talk to them. Or it could just be, you know, a setup by the show. But I do feel like there's definitely some anger that we've seen in the episode where they're even sitting down with the psychologist. And I also noticed that was our first time seeing and the only time this season seeing Jackie's other daughter. I almost forgot that she was on the show while watching the clip from the reunion. How do you feel about her not being on the show? Do you think it was... just showing their true relationship that Jackie and that daughter are not as close or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first season we saw Chantel on the show. So, you know, I definitely think that a lot of what Jackie's daughter is saying is true, whether Jackie wants to hear it or not. It doesn't make it any less painful, but I definitely think it's true. And I think even by the fact that we haven't seen, you know, her other daughter and Chantel's sister on the show, maybe it does kind of put the relationship into perspective because if this was, you know, a big part of your life, wouldn't you have her on the show with your other daughter? I mean, I didn't even know Jackie, you know, I didn't Google it or Wikipedia. If I did, I would have found out. But I wasn't even aware that she really had another daughter until mm-hmm. this whole incident came and they sat down. But either way, I think it's sad. You know, no family's perfect. Everybody has their issues. And I'm sure Chantel kind of, you know, regrets that she opened, like, you know, the skeleton closet on TV. But, you know, hopefully it helped them as a family, like, grow, and maybe it helped Jackie to see it, you know, from a different perspective, and they all are able to come together and grow from it. You know, mm-hmm. that's all you can really hope for. But we got it. Laura went in there with bad intentions. It changed her, and she's sorry. Like, we get it. You can only harp on it so much. I mean, yeah. Drea called her out on it at the end, and they sort of went back and forth. But like I said, I think there's a lot more there between the two of them than just
exactly
what she thinks about, you know, Laura doing that to
I honestly feel like Laura and Jackie's relationship, I feel like they're genuinely friends. As much as they try to not portray so on the show, you know, I think they are learning the business. They're learning, okay, if we want another season, if we want to get on, we need to put sparkles on our face. And yeah. We need to spice it up a little. We need to throw jabs at each other. But I bet you after this show, they went back there and partied together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. You know, it's like, Laura says they're not friends. Jack, you know, they've said they're friends for 20 years. It's like, who knows? I mean, everything's so contrived at this point. I guess we'll just have to wait if we see if there's another season. And, you know, there were all those rumors that they were fired. And even though the girls said it's not true, I mean, I agree with John Sally. TMZ said Michael Jackson died, and he did. And I'm going to stick with TMZ going that these girls are fired. And they are, you know, like, they're about... They know what they're doing. Like, Harvey doesn't put out crazy nonsense. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see if just Jackie and Drea come back next year. I mean, I like watching Drea, but, like, I'm a little over Jackie, you know? Like, I don't really need her on the show. She does the same thing every season. Last year, she just, you know, was nice to everybody and, you know, worked everyone around each other. And then this year, she was the victim, but then still tried to work people around each other. But... who knows? I guess if VH1 wants to bring her back and have her narrate and wear her crazy Spanx and flash people in New Orleans,
and their trench coats,
you know, she'll do it. But I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see, like, who do the viewers want to see come back next year? That was a good question from, you know, the audience, or from John. Like, who do you guys want to see come back? What are the ladies that you have an invested interest in, or mm-hmm. what ladies do you not care about? I'm fine seeing Gloria go. She didn't do anything on the show this year. I mm-hmm. don't care about her webisodes either. I agree with Bambi. So she could go. I mean, Laura caused us a lot of controversy, so I don't necessarily want to see Laura go. She kind of entertains me, but the rest of the girls, it's like, whatever. I don't really like Malaysia. Yeah. I don't know. Bambi tells it like it is, so I like her, even though she doesn't really have a connection with the show. And Brooke, mm-hmm. I don't really know. I just feel like now all of a sudden Brooke is like the Govan sisters, like, you know, third wheel, and that's like kind of her new identity. You know, she grasped onto those guys and that's what she's riding with, but I don't know if that's necessarily a good move for her if she's trying to come back next year either.
Yeah, I actually spoke with an interview Gloria last week for NicoleBitchy.com, and she gave us an exclusive, and one of the things that she did say is she will not be returning because she did get fired. So yeah. We will not be seeing Gloria on the show again. Me personally, who I would want to see on the show next season... nobody.
You're over them all.
I think, you know, Jackie, like you said, we've had enough from her. And I think it's great that, you know, she did play up a lot of different characters in the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when she came in here, she was so nice to us. And it was funny to see how she is on camera one way. And when you meet her in person, she seems like a genuine person. But I think, you know, I think her time is done. I think now she should use this platform to get into acting, because we can see her be one side to another. You disagree.
I do not want to see Jackie acting. Listen, she already put out a song that wasn't good. She has a clothing line that is not anything of my taste. Like, I wouldn't turn on a show or go see a movie because Jackie Christie's in it.
See, I would like to see her act because I think she's such a character, you know, as who she is on the show. I think she would make a good actress, just like Nene Leakes from The Housewives of Atlanta. She's a great actress because she has that same type of persona.
Yeah, but if you notice every role that Nene's taken since she got into acting, she's basically playing herself, which is just kind of like a meaner, like, bullying character. And, mm-hmm. I mean, that's gonna, you know, she's going to need to show some dimension sooner or later. So just because you're a big personality doesn't make you, I don't know. I don't want to see Jackie as an actor. I don't want to see Laura as an actress. You
do
know,
you like see Gloria acting.
Gloria, that's what I mean. Like, I don't watch her webisodes. I don't, you know.
Speaking,
she's on YouTube.
Speaking so of, speaking of webisodes and acting and Gloria and YouTube, Bambi had said, you know, kind of threw her under the bus, like,
Bambi was going hard.
She was really going in. What did you think about the comment where she said, you're on YouTube, so, like, who cares? You're not a real actress.
I know. I mean, which I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. She was definitely throwing shade, but that's what I mean. I feel like, and I know she doesn't like those girls, but I definitely think that she was doing, you know, she was trying to make sure that she comes back again because mm-hmm. she's the only one who does kind of straight up tell it like it is. And I don't know. It's just, it was fine, but... And, you know, I get where she's coming from in the shade throwing, but at the same time, I, you know, listen, I'm not going to knock what Gloria's doing. There's so much web content now that is, you know.
Even Chris Brown is coming out.
Heavily produced.
His own webisode
series.
Yeah,
you know, it's, a lot goes into creating a web series, and mm-hmm. the bottom line is the web is, you know, the biggest platform. It's entertainment
We're
news
on
shows.
The web yeah. with millions of views.
You know, entertainment news shows are going, like, the ratings are dropping because people don't have to wait till the end of the day to get their news.
Exactly.
They're on the web all day. So, you know, I can appreciate Bambi shade throwing, but I'm not going to knock Gloria's hustle because she's, you know, she's out there doing her thing. And the same way Gloria could say, like, what label are you on? Just, you know, you don't have to have a deal to have a mixtape. Mm-hmm. They sell them on the street in New York all the time. So, you know, it could have gone both ways. The one comment I thought was the funniest out of the entire show was Jackie talking about dry humping another woman in her 20s when she had her lesbian experience. Like, who talks about dry humping anymore? Like, unless you're, like, 15. I don't know. It was just, say you kissed a girl, you messed around. But, like, I didn't need her to say dry humping. And I don't know why, but it just made
TMI.
It made me feel weird.
It made me feel weird, too, because,
like,
again,
if my mom went on TV and was like, oh, I dry humped a girl before, I'd be like, oh, my God, shut up.
That's
like, no wonder
exactly
her daughters
what
are
I was
annoyed.
Thinking of. I'm like, you are a mom. Why are you on TV admitting, like, just say you dated a girl. You fooled around with a girl.
Right.
You do not have to go into detail. We don't want to picture you, because that's what happened in my mind. I started picturing her with her clothes on, dry humping Drea, or I don't know, somebody.
No, poor just... little Drea. No, yeah, but I was like, I literally was like, wait, did she have to go there? Like, and that's what Jackie's just too much sometimes, you know? Like, I feel like maybe if she did just scale it back and not be so kooky, that maybe it would be more likable. But, like, you have these moments, and she is. It's like you're, like, just your mother embarrassing the crap out of you. And you're like, oh, gosh. Like, if I were Chantel now, if I wasn't mad about the whole Laura situation, I'd be mad that my mom went on TV and said that she was dry humping another chick. Like, unnecessary.
And speaking of lesbian interactions, they had asked Drea if there was one person on the cast that you would like to have a one-night stand with, who would it be? And her response was Bambi.
Yeah.
I just cringed when she said that because, to me, on the show, she looked like a cross between... a man and a woman, so it just seemed...
Yeah, it... I don't know. I mean, the two clearly, like, had a little, like, flirtation attraction all season. You kind of see it when they first meet and then in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised she said it would be Bambi, but, like, the mess that Bambi was looking on this reunion special, it would have changed my mind. Especially because Drea always made it seem like she had a little thing for Gloria,
That's
too.
What I was
she
just
was
about
like,
to
Gloria's
say.
Gloria's hot. Or,
yeah,
you know,
that
like,
whole stripper, I'm going to teach you how to sexy dance,
yeah.
you know, altercation. And then they were saying, like, oh, I would get with you if you weren't, you know, dating Matt. Or, I don't know, it was just awkward.
Yeah, so I was surprised that Bambi was her first choice. Even yeah. Malaysia, like, I don't know, Bambi just looked so big up there, like, just she looked like a drag queen to me, and I don't know, mm-hmm. I am not attracted to drag queens, but
yeah,
that's just me
if
personally.
You're gonna,
if it works for you, no judgments.
I think if you're gonna swing or bat for the other team, I think, you know, go all the way, don't go for somebody that kind of looks in between. Anyways, you
I'm
guys
still
out
curious.
There?
I mean, since yeah, we're talking about the lesbianist crew, is that what is
yeah.
that what Jonesy called it? But yeah. Because I'm still hung up on Drea. I know she's bisexual, but I thought those girls told her in the bar that you can always tell a lesbian because of their nails. And Drea always has those really long, sharp-pointy nails. So I don't know. Oh, but she said she didn't have to use her hands, so I guess maybe that's why she got away with it. I don't know.
TMI. Okay, you guys out there, you know, watching us, listening, you know, tweet at us, AfterBuzz TV. Let us know your thoughts. Tell a friend. Also, keep on downloading on iTunes. We'll have more seasons to come. And what are your thoughts, you know, just about this whole part two of the reunion? I had some people tweet at us saying that they were bored as well, that it wasn't interesting. It just wasn't like the first part. At least the first part was a little more interesting.
The whole thing just kind of dragged to me, you know, like the reunion just, and I know we're not promoting violence, but like, I don't know. Sometimes, like, there's got to be juice or a little bit of something that you don't see on the episode that could have been addressed. Like, everything that was addressed so many times on the shows was just kept bringing back up. Even John Sally seemed like he was, like, bored and over it. And he was just like, you know what, ladies? But, I mean, the show, it's been a 15-episode season. So, you know, what have been some of, like, your favorite moments from this season? The one thing I really wish if we could have changed anything is I just would have been able to see the fight between Brooke and Jackie. I just would have liked it. I mean, because I do respect Jackie for being her age, stepping up and getting ready to throw down, but I also would have liked to see Brooke whip her around a little bit.
Yeah,
because I do think Jackie needs it. I think Jackie needs to be slapped to like kept in line a little bit.
But obviously she was, and it still didn't do anything for her. Well her that we know of.
Well,
I don't
her
know.
And Brooke didn't have a problem anymore, but that didn't mean she didn't have problems with other people.
Yeah, I guess maybe Laura and her should have gone at it, and then we would have seen if, you know, the situation would have ended differently, if they would have been on the reunion still going at it after this whole child's, you know, getting involved situation. I guess some of my favorite scenes from the episode, this might be stupid, but I like the parachute scene. I thought that was fun, and they were falling down.
And they were at the beach.
Yeah, that was cute. I liked, you know, the New Orleans. I did like seeing them doing something different. And I like how they kind of, you know, told Gloria, you know, how come we weren't invited? And she opened up about her eloping and exactly why.
Yeah, that is why she gets fired, because you're a basketball wife and we want to see you get married. Mm-hmm. And you didn't. I feel gypped. I don't know about the other fans. I definitely feel a little gypped because it would have been something exciting to actually talk about this season and something not just negative, something that's like nice and, you know, I know it was a Vegas wedding, but it had to have been fun.
I know. I had asked
And you know, there's some flip cam footage somewhere. So it's like, hello, they could have just edited a little bit into the show.
Yeah. Asked her too. I said, you know, she got so much backlash from everybody, you know, feeling a certain type of way, you know, feeling gypped that they didn't get to see it. What was her thoughts, or did she have any regrets not showing the wedding? And she said she didn't. She said, you know, that's hopefully a once in a lifetime thing. And it was her moment, and she didn't think, hey, let me go get the cameras because, you know, we're getting married. She thought this is something that me and you are going to do and it's for us. Although I do think they might do a bigger wedding and invite the cameras. I don't know. She was saying something. I don't know if it's a spinoff or she said something regarding her and her sister and her family. And she's thinking about doing a bigger wedding, inviting everybody to see. So we might be able to see something in the future, but I guess it won't be part of Basketball Wives.
And that'd be kind of interesting, too, because I guess, you know, you get fired from the show and then what they want to give you
like spin-off?
Your one-off
Not
special.
So bad.
I don't know, though. I don't know. The spinoffs don't seem to have such great luck. I mean, Basketball Wives LA, the ratings weren't what, you know, the original Miami cast was. We obviously know what happened with Evan Ocho's spinoff. That didn't happen. See the light of day. So, I don't know. It's like a curse of the spinoff.
It is.
You don't want that to happen.
Maybe she should just put it on YouTube on Shaq's Network.
Shaq's Comedy Network.
Oh, so interesting.
It is kind of interesting that she's on Shaq's Comedy Network, too, considering, I mean, well, I guess she kept Shaq in the divorce and disowned Shawnee. You know, things didn't go so well. So Shaq is like, sorry, my ex-wife is firing you from the series, but I'm going to get you your little payday and make sure you get your shine on my YouTube comedy channel.
That was something else that I had talked to her about. She had said in the last part of this reunion that she was what made the spinoff. It's because of her that she had the spinoff. And I didn't understand, you know, why she would say that if Shawnee is the executive producer. But for you guys out there that if, you know, you don't know, but what happened was VH1 producers went to her and Shawnee both, and they said, you go get a group of girls, and you go get a group of girls. We're going to film you both, and whichever group we like better will stick and get the Basketball Wives LA spinoff. And Gloria's group stuck, and that's why they have Basketball Wives LA. And she also said that Shawnee, it's not her show at all. You don't even see her in the background of any of these episodes because she's not part of the Basketball Wives LA spinoff. It's really not her.
Does she get an executive producer credit? Because at the end of the day, that's really all that matters.
I don't know. That means
she gets the check.
We should look at the credits, but Gloria did say in the credits she is not credited. Hmm. So that maybe that's something that we need to rewind the tapes and see. And I found it very, very interesting that there was some truth to what she was saying because I didn't think so at first.
It's interesting because, you know, after she did make those comments, which of course everyone had something to say about, Evelyn tweeted, I usually don't comment and stay in my lane, but the truth is the truth, shaking my head. Then she continued to write, I just need to make something clear. It is because of Shawnee O'Neal creating Basketball Wives Miami, Shed Media, and VH1 that there is a spinoff. In quotations, hashtag carry on. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Shawnee was quick to chime in because that's her best friend and her boo. And Shawnee said, thanks, boo. I've been telling myself to put the phone down. I won't address trash.
Speaking of the phone, we have a caller calling in right now. AfterBuzz TV. Hello.
Hey, ladies. It's Ed Mafia Wife.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
You don't know. I've been biting at the chomp. I didn't want to take over y'all show, but I've been wanting to call in, but I had to call in for the last show.
Good, good. What did you think about the reunion?
Well, first of all, Drea's haircut was everything.
I agree
everything.
With you. She was looking good.
I was feeling that haircut. And I thought Laura looked good. I thought the second reunion could have been unnecessary. They could have squeezed that into an hour and a half reunion. It was unnecessary for the second part of the reunion. First part was way better. I agree what you guys said last week. John Sally was way better this year. He gave it to the ladies. But I could not believe the transformation of Miss OG Bambi. Like, where did the whole Hollywood shimmer bullshit come from? Did y'all see that?
Doesn't she look crazy, though? Didn't she look like RuPaul's cousin?
Not even, okay. I was crying when y'all said the RuPaul, because I'm a RuPaul Drag Race fanatic, too. But the whole thing, she brought her whole crew to the audience and was just shining for everybody. Like, what happened to the humble, cool, like, I never was a Bambi fan, but I could say, okay. But she just went totally 180, and Malaysia was sitting there smiling like, Malaysia call you out if you say the tea's too hot to the waitress. And she was sitting there letting this Bambi just go ignorant, like way too ignorant on these girls over stupid stuff. You can't talk about somebody's child. You shouldn't damn well be talking about somebody's marriage and trains and all that stuff on national TV.
I agree.
But the thing is, I think Bambi is doing what she has to do to try and make sure that she, you know, stays
can
on the show.
15 minutes. I feel you. I ain't mad at her hustle, but don't sit here and try to act like you real girl still.
I know.
She was mad at Laura for being mad over some real stuff, and she was ready to slap Gloria because she was called a rookie. You can't have it both ways. You can't say let things fall off your back and you ready to fight somebody and kept saying it. And Malaysia had no problem with that. That's physical violence. And you don't like somebody to talk about somebody? Like, that was just, I just couldn't believe all that was happening.
I
was like, me and my friends was like, are we watching the same show? Did the reunion turn into a whole nother season or what is going on?
I know. It was definitely, Bambi was doing the most this time, physically and just in all of her little side comments.
I just feel like she's finally, maybe because she's done a whole season, she's kind of catching on, like you were saying, okay, I want to get another season.
Like, in her confessional, she hadn't seen the show, she hadn't gotten none of the notoriety, and now her head done got big, so she had to get the big whack wig to put on it and just act real crazy.
I agree with you. I kind of feel like, you know, she's jumping the bandwagon with Jackie and Laura, and I feel like they're all playing up for the characters, and I feel like I liked her a little bit more before. She seemed a little bit more genuine, but now, you know, just like her outfit, she's just looking crazy now, going at everybody.
The good thing is,
it was just crazy. And then, how did you guys feel about all the contradictions Jackie was saying? She was like, look, Brooke, stay out of me and Drea's arguments if it's between me and Drea. But then she gonna tell Bambi, you could be in between any argument between me and this one, that one. Like, Jackie is the craziest person. Does she watch her own footage?
She doesn't.
She just says two different things in the same sentence.
She does. She's like, she's one of those people who just talks in circles, and you end up more confused than when she started talking. You're like, wait, so what? Did you answer my question?
I thought I was the only one that was confused. I guess we were all on the same page because she's, to me,
I had Laura's back. I thought the daughter thing was, borderline, but I just didn't see that Laura was the only villain. I thought, Jackie had her side of the villainous too. Yeah. But I don't believe the way Jackie's representing what her daughter's saying, because her daughter said all those horrible things about her. Laura did not make her say all those things. So I would love to hear somebody have her on an interview really hear her side of it, because Jackie's perception is totally warped.
Now, what did you think about Laura saying that her daughter called Laura and said, I want to speak to you about some things about my mom? Do you think Laura was really the one who got called, or do you think Laura was the one who was starting trouble and called her daughter?
Well, that's why I was confused with that. First of all, she did ask Jackie. That was on camera. So for her to say she didn't ask Jackie, for Jackie to say she didn't ask to speak to her daughter, then she was changing it up. Maybe I shouldn't let her and all that stuff. Fine, whatever. I don't even think it was such a big deal as far as if she called or the daughter called, because her daughter seems like a grown 19 woman. We all know there's young 19-year-olds and grown 19-year-olds.
Her
daughter seems like a grown
19-year-old.
If she was 14, 15, then I would be like, there's no, passing on that. But this woman, I'm going to say woman, because she seemed to carry herself, better than some 30-year-olds that I know. She knew what the hell she was saying. And she, not only in that part, but in the therapy part, she seemed like she had to get a lot off her chest.
Yeah.
So, it's not that, but I think I felt what Laura was feeling was when she seen how deep it was, because we all have deep, dark secrets in our family. She felt like, she was going to get, gossipy little things to put, pick at Jackie about, not that type of deepness. And that's where I think her compassion came in and why she was sorrowful about it.
Yeah. Do you think that Jackie's daughter wasn't allowed to go on the reunion show because Jackie made it seem like she really wanted her daughter to? Or do you think Jackie wasn't having it?
Jackie was not having her daughter there. Otherwise,
exactly.
She would have been there.
She was mad at the whole therapy session because she thought she was in control of that, and she shut that down and started getting the world on her. And even when Laura came to her after she questioned her, and they act like they squashed their little beef, and that's, I told you, that's why I can't stand Jackie, because she played one way. And then she always told her, I'm not two different ways to people. Yes, you are. Like, Laura has been real the whole time. Like, I was evil, I was revengeful, I was wrong, I was this. So that's why I can respect a little bit of what Laura was doing. Even with the Drea thing, like, it took her seeing herself to, say, I'm sorry, the way she... I give her mad applause, because you can see almost the humility in her face in that show when she was called out on what she did. And I give Drea a lot of respect on that. I give anybody respect who can own their shit.
Yeah.
But Jackie just can't own nothing.
It's true.
And I got people in my life. That's why it might sound like I'm real upset, because I'm going through a little bit of that in my own family issues. And it just irks the mess out of me. Anybody that thinks they're not perfect. Only Jesus was not perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect, I mean. So, like, how do you sit here and condone pointing out everybody else's problems when you know you need to hold that mirror to yourself first?
Yeah. What do you feel about Gloria this season? She said on the reunion part one, she said that it's because of her that there was a spinoff, and a lot of the girls were feeling like, well, you weren't even in this season. Well, what do you think about that whole situation, Gloria not being on the show, but yet saying it's because of her that this is the reason why they have Basketball Wives LA?
To me, this is just Mafia's opinion. I never liked Gloria from the first Miami, Joan. She always had that cool, stuck up superiority complex thing to me. She warmed up a little bit this season, so I think she got happier. All the problems that they were doing, the trailblazing was probably a problem in Miami too, and she didn't want to admit it. But I think Bambi did actually call her out on some of the truth. She probably, just like anybody, when we get mad, we you know, blow it up a little bit more, but probably part of it was the truth. She never tried to deny it.
You're breaking up a little.
So that was her way of popping back a little bit. I don't think she really, if she did feel that way, I don't think it's as big as a situation as Jackie. Jackie actually thinks she is the president of VH1 to me.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We love to hear your opinion, especially on the last show.
I have to wait for you guys all day. Now, the question about if I'm coming back next season, I don't know.
Girl, I'm on the same boat as you.
It was, like, cringeful.
I am on the same boat as you. I don't know if I'm going to. This is a lot to take in.
Will you be watching? Will you be checking out for the Miami Wives back in March?
Yes, I go hard for Evelyn and Tammy, the other rivals, but they two ladies that do own their own shit. I love ladies that own their own shit. I don't mind a villain.
I'm with you on that one. Well, thank you so much for calling, and hopefully we will talk to you in March when we get to watch the original Basketball Wives again, and hopefully there's not too much drama, but at least something good to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have drama, but it was just ugly.
It was
real ugly. All right, Felice Navidad, ladies.
Okay,
bye,
thanks so much.
Have a happy holiday. Wow, well, at least we have fans that are as passionate about the show as we are, because the bottom line is, it is boring, but you like it, and hopefully they'll either get a new cast and get some new blood and make it interesting, or, like I said, I keep suggesting half of the Basketball Wives from the Miami cast are now living and working Los Angeles. So let's just make one master group. It's like, it'll be like a Basketball Wives all-star cast, you know, like the Real World Road Rules, and you just pick the best members from both of the casts and put them on one show and call it a day. I mean, something crazy has to pop off that way.
One thing,
you know, it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, one thing I'm very interested to see is just Evelyn, you know, that whole, everything that she's been through, the whole, you know, marriage.
We've got a little Evelyn news today. Yeah. If we want to get into some news.
Hey, let's go.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Evelyn is back making headlines. She was in court today with Chad for the first time the headbutting incident and had the restraining order dropped. The judge asked Evelyn if she felt like she had to fear for her life or her safety and was still being threatened by Chad, and she told the judge no. She also said she doesn't feel unsafe, so she wants a restraining order dropped. She's been telling her friends that she wants to start speaking to him again. So we don't know if there is a reconciliation in the works, but she's at least open to communicating now, and it's officially legal. So I guess we will have to see what happens. I mean, we know they're in the midst of taping season 5 right now. Mm-hmm. So it'll be curious to see, you know, I know TMZ had some video footage of the court appearance today of her and Chad. So I don't know if VH1's cameras were in there as well, but I mean, I'll definitely be back in March watching and talking about the ladies. Other than that, there's not too much gossip. I know you had some highlights from your interview with Gloria.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple things. So, speaking of Evelyn, I went out to the PETA campaign that she did. They did the unveiling of her new PETA campaign on her birthday. And one thing I did notice is that when she was talking about the reason why she wanted to be a voice for these animals, you could just hear the conviction in her voice. And I don't think necessarily it was for the animals. I just think it was for everything in general that she's been going through. You can see that she is going through so much. There was just so much tension, passion, and I can see why she's a great character on TV, because even in person, you can just feel it.
She has 5 dogs, so I think that probably helped with the PETA campaign
It did. And she looked amazing, but one thing she said, that it would be hard to give up her furs, but it was definitely worth it, you know, knowing that what they go through and the torturing to make these clothes and fur jackets and all that stuff. Again, you know, I was speaking earlier about the Gloria Govan interview, and, you know, I said, she feels like she was the reason why they're having the spinoff. She said it was between her and Shawnee, and she got it. So I guess that's true. Another thing she said was, what else did she say? Oh, she said that Bambi, the reason why Bambi was actually brought on the show was to fight Brooke. And I thought that was interesting because we just thought she was on the show just, you know, for Malaysia, but it was really for her to fight Brooke. And then I guess Bambi had a change of heart. So
that would have been a good matchup because yes! those ladies are both
bigger girls.
And I definitely think that would have been... Bambi probably would have fared better than Jackie did when she squared up against Brooke. So
I agree.
I mean, unfortunately, we wouldn't have been able to see it anyway because of, you know, how VH1 and Shed is editing things now. But dang, I would have liked to see that.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. Gloria said, I guess Bambi wasn't having it. Maybe she wanted to pick on someone smaller and that's why she picked Gloria. I'm just saying.
Is that what Gloria said or is that what you said?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I think. But
Gloria looks like she can hold her own, too.
Yeah, I think she can. All that, you know, from the webisode series, she learned how to fight, so maybe she can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it for me. Anything else?
No, there's not. I mean, you know, boring cast, not too much exciting news outside of it, unfortunately. So who knows? I mean, there's a lot of Twitter crap talking right now from Laura's Twitter account, so you guys can all go and check that out.
Just
see if you agree with what she's saying. And of course her main target of the night appears to be Bambi. So I don't know. You know, it's been a long, not super exciting season, but the ladies did what they could, and it was nice that we had so many of them come through the studio and give their opinion on what was going on, whether it was the truth or the nice PR version. But we appreciate them stopping by, and we appreciate everybody who's listened so far because we do love the show. And Fallon said she might be retiring, but I will definitely be back as long as the basketball
I'm definitely
wives
retiring
are still
from
around.
LA. Maybe Miami, but I don't know unless they have a juicy cast. Maybe if they take Evelyn or somebody else and put it on this cast.
You never know what could happen, but... Yeah. It was overall a good season, and it's always nice to sit here and talk with Mari and Lauren, and unfortunately neither of them are here today, but hopefully they'll be back in March too. Yeah, you guys will have to tweet at them and make sure they get their butts back here.
And good talking with you guys. You know, we've received emails, tweets, phone calls. You know, we are just so appreciative that you guys want to chime in and let us hear your opinions. You know, don't forget us when we're off air. We'll still love to tweet at you and hear from you. My Twitter name is Miss Mercedes, MISMERCEDES.
And you can find me on Twitter at Rebecca Prince TV. And if you need your music news, check out Stereotude. If you need some sports swag news, which is wives and girlfriends, check out Captain Wag. Because, you know, this is what we do even when we're not here talking about the wives.
Sounds good. We'll check you out next season, you guys.
Hope you all have a happy holiday.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.